Welcome to this How Do I video on planning tests. In this video demonstration, I will show how to use Microsoft Test Manager to create and configure test plans, how to associate requirements to test plans, and how to add high-level test cases to those requirements. I will start this demonstration using Microsoft Test Manager. The first time you access Test Manager, you are required to connect to a Team Foundation server. Following that, you are presented with this screen, which allows you to select or create a test plan. In this case, I have no test plans, so I will create a new one. Test plans are not the static documents you may have heard of in the past. These are actually actionable sets of data that tie together key points of requirements, test cases, test runs, bugs, and all sorts of other rich data. So I will add a test plan for the Dinner Now application, and in my case, I'm going to scope this test plan to an individual release, call it version 1.0. Within a test plan, there are actually two parts. There are the contents and the properties. The properties provide basic information about what's in the test plan, things like a title and description that may contain information such as the dates for this specific test plan, when it will be active. You may tie it to an individual area of your application or system or subsystems, and you may tie it to an individual release or iteration or sprint. In addition to this high-level data, there's also other data that becomes more directly actionable. The test settings allow you to define what set of data will be captured as part of your testing activities. The test environment allows you to specify which machines will be used as your testing environment. Now, the nice thing about these test settings is they allow you to easily bridge the gap between testers and developers. Data which is collected automatically can be tied to bug reports, making it much easier for developers to understand what is really going on in the test. Likewise, there is an ability to bridge the gap back from developers to testers. Using the automated build capabilities of Team Foundation Server 2010, testers can automatically be notified when builds are ready, what is fixed in those builds, and even which of the tests they may already have in their inventory are impacted by the code changes in that build. Other elements available inside the test plan's properties include the configuration, which allows you to specify which different configurations your tests must run under. By default, I have a Windows 7 and Internet Explorer 8, but you can configure this to have any number of things, including different browsers, different operating systems, different databases, whatever it is that's appropriate for your testing environment. In our case, a test isn't really passed until it's been passed for all configurations that it's valid for. Now let's go back and look at the contents. So the contents of the test plan allow me to specify which tests will have to occur during the testing activities to verify what's going on. I do have some organizational capabilities. I have the ability to create folders known as suites that allow me to specify groupings of test cases for a given purpose. So for example, I might have a grouping that I want to have for a given release or iteration within my test plan. And I can group these at any level I wish. Likewise, I can have what's known as a query-based suite that allows me to have automatic test case updates, meaning if the suite contains all priority 1 test cases and somebody adds a new test case that's priority 1, it will automatically show up in this suite. Now, in this case, I'm going to start with iteration 1 and add to it, but not test cases. Although I could add test cases directly here, I'm going to add something more important at this point, and that is requirements. So requirements were actually gathered at a given time before this for this specific iteration, this release cycle, and they're already assigned to this release cycle. They could have been created using Excel or Project or the website or Visual Studio, but that is irrelevant. What matters now is that these are the requirements that I will need to test. So when I add those to the test plan, I now have my requirements visible, and I can go forth and create individual scenarios that I need to test these. So if I want to test my search restaurants capabilities, I need to add a new test case for that purpose. In this test case, let's verify that valid search criteria return valid results. Now, that's a very high-level description. It doesn't give me all the details, but that's okay. At this stage of planning, all I want is the high-level understanding of what's going on. So I can save and close this specific test case, this scenario, with that minimal amount of data, and it shows up as being associated with my requirement. Now, in standard planning activities, I would go forth and manage to identify other individual scenarios that are required to test each requirement. So I'd need to verify other invalid search criteria or other exception cases, all related to how do I verify the search restaurant's requirement. I will defer that for another time. But for now, I've managed to demonstrate how to use Microsoft Test Manager to define test plans, to configure test plan properties, to add requirements to the test plan, and how to associate high-level test cases with that test plan. Next, I invite you to view other of our How Do I videos, including how to author and run test cases, how to automate test cases, and how to monitor quality.